We've always been told you are what you eat, but have you thought about how what you eat can affect your brain? Also, some surprising things people have bought and done while in quarantine. That's all coming up on Wellbeing Simplified.
We could change this whole world with a piano, add a bass on guitar, grab a beat, and away we go. I'm just a boy with a one-man show. No university, no degree, but Lord knows everybody's talking about exponential growth and the stock market crashing in their portfolios. Well, I'll be sitting here with a song that I wrote saying love could change the world in a moment, but what do I know?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Wellbeing Simplified. My name is Maggie, and I'm your host for this podcast. Today, I decided to focus on the topic of self-care, which is something that we should all practice every day. Now, before I begin today's podcast, I hope that everyone is doing well and taking care of themselves. And I also wanted to share a quote with you. The quote is, "Start each day with a positive thought, like, I can go back to bed in 17 hours." So, without further ado, let's get to it. In the midst of everything that happens in our everyday lives, whether it be school, work, family, or whatever it may be, make sure you set time aside for me time. I know that some people consider taking care of themselves as selfish, but you should not think of it that way. It reminds me of when you're on an airplane and they instruct you to put on your own oxygen mask first before helping other people. But first, what is self-care? Some may consider self-care going to the gym, having a spa day, or sleeping in a little more in the morning. In her article, Self-Care 101, Dr. Maria Barada, a clinical social worker, outlines what self-care exactly is and different ways to practice self-care. According to Dr. Barada, self-care is, quote, "the mindful taking time to take care of you, not in a narcissistic way, but in a way that ensures that you're being cared for by you," end quote. So according to Dr. Barada, self-care not only means you take time to relax, be well-fed, and get a good night's sleep, there's also a psychological component to self-care that people sometimes forget to consider. These are things like knowing yourself, knowing your strengths and how to improve where needed, and most importantly, loving yourself. By knowing these kinds of things, you're also helping take care of your own mind. And this reminded me of a verse from one of my favorite songs, and I'll read it to you. Maybe there's no answer. Maybe this isn't the answer either. It's just that loving myself doesn't require anyone else's permission. I'm looking for myself again, but I don't want to die anymore. Me who used to be sad, me who used to be hurt, it'll make me more beautiful. This verse is from Answer, Love Myself by BTS. So what happens when you don't take care of yourself properly? Let's take a look at one example. In February of this year, Professor of Psychology at Macquarie University in Sydney, Australia, Dr. Richard Stevenson conducted a study which revealed the effects of junk food on the brain over the span of a week. With a total of 105 participants, which were first-year students at the university, he randomly assigned students to either a control or experimental group. Both groups were served breakfast of a breakfast sandwich and a milkshake at the lab for the first day. However, the experimental groups was high in saturated fat and sugar, while the control groups was low. Outside the lab, the control group was told to eat like normal for the rest of the week, just carry out their normal lives. The experimental group was also told to keep their usual diet, but they had to make some changes. Here are the instructions the group was given. They had to eat 2 Belgian waffles or dessert for breakfast, have either lunch or dinner at a fast food place for the remaining 4 days. On the first and last day of the study, participants were asked about their appetite and were given a memory test. The results after the 1 week span? The participants in the experimental group had less control of their appetites and scored lower on the memory test compared to the other group. Although they were only exposed to the change of a diet for 1 week, it took them 3 weeks to completely reverse the effects. The conclusion? Be careful what goes in your mouth for the sake of your brain. After making sure your brain and stomach are taken care of with a nutritious meal, we also need to take care of our bodies. With some gyms closed, the public are working out at home. Here are a few tips to keep in mind to make sure your home workouts are effective, but also safe. First things first, make sure you have enough space to do your workout. The last thing you want is to get a concussion while you do burpees right below your television. Second, switch up your workouts. One day, go for a run around the block. Another day, do some yoga. Or another, use your younger siblings or your pets as barbells to do bench presses. And lastly, and most important, have fun with it. Blast some of your favorite music. Get others to do it with you, whether it's your friends or family, in person or virtually. Now, self-care doesn't have to be something that you set aside for a whole entire day to do it. It can also be small sessions throughout the day, like stretching. We all spend so much time sitting down that we may forget to stretch. Stretching is not only important when we exercise, but also in our daily lives. The whole goal of stretching is to keep the muscles flexible. If they're not stretched, they become tight, and we will later experience problems like sprains and muscle damage. We all spend countless hours sitting down, whether we're working on our computers or binge watching on Netflix. Sitting down for long periods of time tightens the hamstrings, which are the muscles that are behind the thigh. If those muscles get tight, it can also pull with it the muscles of the lower back and hip, and it will become extremely uncomfortable. So this brings the question, how often should you stretch? One recommendation by the Mayo Clinic is to regularly stretch at minimum 3 times a week. However, if stretching for a few minutes a day makes you feel really good, then go for it. If when you stretch, you notice one area that needs a little more attention than the rest, then stretch that area 2 times a day. The frequency of stretching is not the only thing that matters. It also matters how you do it. So let's take exercise. Before you exercise, it's suggested that you warm up first. Get the blood flowing throughout the body and through those muscles. Do some jumping jacks, squats, or lunges. After you exercise, you do what's called static stretches. Those are the ones that you hold a position for a certain amount of time. When stretching, you want to hold the stretch for at least 30 seconds, and you should be at the point where there's a little tension, but it's not painful. If it's too painful, that means that you've gone too far. So all in all, make sure to stretch. One of the things I do for self-care is to laugh, because after all, laughter is the best medicine. Being in quarantine, we've all stocked up on necessary items like non-perishable foods, personal hygiene products, toilet paper, etc. However, there are certain things people have bought which just makes you think, what? BuzzFeed has compiled a list of bizarre items people have bought while in quarantine. Here are just a few. Eggo waffles and pancakes, one box of each flavor, 8 cases of LaCroix or LaCroix, whichever pronunciation you like, and a bearded dragon. Another important thing to keep in mind today is social distancing. However, people have come up with really creative ways to make staying at home lives with their families not so boring. One daughter and her family recreated the famous Dance Moms pyramid to rank her family members, and her dad was at the very bottom because he kept eating all the snacks. And if you're a fan of the show, you know dancer Maddie Ziegler was always at the top. Another person was a little bothered by the amount of noise the neighbors were making. The solution? Connect to their Bluetooth speaker and send a message to turn the music down. And one of the last stories that I found, and this is actually a very sweet one. A married couple were celebrating 25 years and they wanted to renew their vows. So one of their 2 daughters got online, ordained herself as a minister, and held the ceremony in their own backyard. Finding out stories like these can really brighten up people's days. To close this, I have a little bit of a challenge for you. Over the next week, I want you to find 3 things every day that make you happy. Whether it's a fresh cup of coffee in the morning, listening to your favorite song 10 times in a row, or the feeling of satisfaction of reorganizing your closet. Anything that makes you feel good. And if you want to share with everyone what your 3 good things are, send it to us on Instagram at WellBeingSimplified with the hashtag 3 good things. I would love to see what makes you feel good, because nothing says self-care than feeling good. So that's a wrap for Wellbeing Simplified. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at WellBeingSimplified2020 for updates on episodes, some hilarious health and fitness pictures, as well as some health tips that you could use. New episodes are uploaded every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time. See you next time.